Module 8, Benchmarking. The importance of setting benchmarks is indisputable for those seeking long-term success. These are goals or plateaus at which a professional can see where they can reach a new level of achievement. These benchmarks serve as cross-references to your company's performance with that of other businesses in your field. It helps to see how you measure up against the competition in areas such as cost, quality, and time. Those that do the job better, faster, and less expensively are the ones that excel. Benchmark metrics. Strong and weak performing units can be identified by using benchmark metrics. Cost and production activity can be measured and evaluated to help increase productivity. Performance goals for individuals and work groups can help motivate each to reach the next level. There are two types of benchmark metrics commonly used to identify these high and low performers. DEA, Date Envelope Analysis, measures the cost level an efficient company should be able to achieve in a given market. Companies that are operating within the efficient range can be rewarded. Regression Analysis, measures what a company in that particular market should be able to achieve. Those that achieve more can be rewarded, and those that fall short can be punished. Performance Breakdown. Performance breakdown is the analysis of the efficiency of an employee's work. It may be done on the individual or group level. The performance breakdown isolates specific tasks required to successfully do the job. Areas of strength can be noted and modeled throughout the company. Areas of weakness can be strengthened by further training and instruction. In a call center, the following areas may be the focus of a performance breakdown. Telephone etiquette. How professional does the employee sound in conversing with customers on the phone? Handling objections. How skilled is the employee at answering questions and objections about the product or service? Record keeping. How skilled is the employee at maintaining call logs and notes to follow through with contact in the future? Transferring. How tactfully does the employee pass a call on to the person who can make a deal or solve a problem for the customer? Closing. How can the employee finalize a sale and obtain the information and the financial commitment from the customer? Implementing improvements. After identifying what the high-achieving teams and individuals are doing differently, those techniques and skills can be used to teach the lower-performing units. Members of the high-performing groups can be counted on to model and mentor others in the company in imitating and personalizing their successful habits. Peer coaching and evaluations are helpful in implementing improvements. Before implementing these improvements, be sure to carefully plan the method of implementation in order to maximize its effectiveness. Once it has taken place, monitor its efficiency and make adjustments as necessary. Benefits. The benefits of benchmarking and implementing improvements are numerous. This allows you to rise to the level of the competition in your market. It creates a culture of accountability in which one worker strengthens the other in developing skills and habits conducive to success. Increased productivity and worker retention are obvious benefits of this kind of evaluation. Case study. As success stories go, Sara Lee Household and Personal Care is a household name. Yet, when the time came to update their computer system, they found out they were failing to achieve their true potential. In order to choose the right system for their needs, it was necessary to take a closer look at the business and the way the company worked. The result was to opt for the MRP2 computer system, Syncom, along with the forecasting package, Logol. Sara Lee also decided to completely overhaul their total business philosophy, and this is when MRP Limited was called in to bring an outside view to the situation and begin Sara Lee's examination of the route to business excellence. MRP Limited was able to help the company's management team to scrutinize every aspect of their business and see where they could perform better. For example, they had assumed their bill of material accuracy was good, but it was only between 30% and 50%. Now, 99% accuracy is the norm. John Wilkes, operational director for Sara Lee, was delighted. MRP Limited delivered a set of tools that pulled together Total Quality, MRP2, and JIT. This allowed us to measure where we were, how we could improve performance, and gain a competitive edge. The next step was to spread that culture of continuous improvement throughout the company, external education was undertaken, and cascaded down internally, promoting change from within. Meanwhile, the change towards complete integration was kept on target by the introduction of a sales and operations planning framework. Wilkes continues, "We were able to strip out duplication and see clearly how the company was performing, which is essential for control and improvement. Today, a new stock control and location system has helped improve raw materials inventory accuracy move from 20 to 40% to 99.8%. Finished goods inventory accuracy has risen from 20% and under to a firm 98.5%. They have made a savings of 50% on inventory investment, yet customer service and satisfaction have reached the highest levels ever, 99.5% plus. But the last word must rest with Sara Lee's John Wilkes, who would not describe the route they have taken as easy. MRP Limited's role has been to hold up a mirror to show us where we were. The rest depends on the commitment you're prepared to give, particularly through education and training, and the skills you can draw on within the company. It took us 2 years to see tangible results, exactly as Mike Salmon predicted. But there is only one alternative to business excellence, and that is business mediocrity. Class A since June 1994, Sara Lee continues to forge ahead.